Hi, this is Peter Wink, Vice President of Marketing for Hypnotic Marketing, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Miracles Coaching Live monthly call with Joe Vitale. I want to take a minute here and introduce the man of the hour. He's the best-selling author of The Attractor Factor, Zero Limits, The Key, Life's Missing Instruction Manual, The 7 Lost Secrets of Success, and There's a Customer Born Every Minute. He's also the star of several movies, including The Secret, The Compass, The Leap, and Try It on Everything, as well as the author of 3 Nightingale Conant audio programs, including The Power of Outrageous Marketing, The Missing Secret, which was their bestseller in 2008, and his newest program, which is shattering records, called The Secret to Attracting Money. Our man of the hour is also the founder of the Miracles Coaching Program that all of you are a part of. So without further ado, I'm going to turn the mic over to the man himself, my good friend, Dr. Joe Vitale. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Peter. It's great to be here. Thanks for that great introduction as well. What I'm going to be talking about tonight is money, particularly how to make money in any economy. Far too many people are paying attention to the media, which is the first mistake and the first lesson. If you pay attention to the mainstream media, it's going to scare the pants off of you. It's going to look for, find, and communicate to you in the most emotional, impactful way all the bad news, the gloomy news that it can find. And whether you directly pay attention to that or not, it will influence you. It will influence and mold your unconscious mind. So here's the big tip. It's the million-dollar tip of the evening. Turn off the mainstream news. And I'm very serious about this because I can give you a lot of examples, but the one that most readily comes to mind is a few months ago I met a realtor who's a friend of mine. And I asked her how she was doing in her business, and she said, great. And I said, well, what are you doing different? Because all the other realtors I hear about seem to be struggling, and they're paying attention to the economy, and they're not selling houses or land or property or business, and they're not doing well. And she thought for a minute, and she said, well, I guess what I'm doing is not paying attention to the news. And that might seem funny, it might seem strange, or it might seem right on the money for you, but it's part of what I think you have to do in order to make money in any economy. So I want to coach you through this. And the first thing I want you to be aware of is that your beliefs are controlling the results you get. This is why Miracles Coaching is so important. Your beliefs are controlling the results you get. And what I mean by that is in your unconscious mind, you have a lot of beliefs about yourself, about business, about money, about wealth, about wealthy people, most of which you're not aware of. And almost all of those beliefs came to you and were programmed into your unconscious mind while you were growing up. It came from the media, which again is one of those things you have to be on alert to. It came from your family and friends. Well, we were all programmed by our parents. They were doing the best they could. But most likely our parents weren't real healthy when it came to money. They probably struggled with it. You inherited that struggle or that mindset, that paradigm in your mind. It probably came from your school system. The school system doesn't teach you how to prosper. It teaches you barely how to survive. Might have come from the government. Well, the government in many ways teaches us to be victims and teaches us to be dependent. It doesn't teach us to be victorious or to be empowered. It doesn't teach us to look for miracles. It teaches us to have a fairly meager existence. So the government's doing what it's doing while the parents and the school system and everybody else is doing what they're doing. And then, of course, the religion is also doing what it's doing. And pro or con, all of this is programming you. And in order for you to make money now, no matter what the economy is doing, you have to look at your belief systems. Now, I can look at this on the basic level and say, look, everything's about marketing. If you want to make money in any economy, all you have to do is look at a problem, turn it into a product, and sell it. And really, that's a valid way for you to make money today. Donnie Deutsch, when he had his famous show on TV, the one on CNBC that was called The Big Idea, he used to say, pay attention to what you complain about or what you hear other people complain about, because there was your opportunity to make money. If you find yourself complaining about a particular business or a particular service, if you stand in line someplace and you say, oh, why don't they do this? or why hasn't somebody ever thought of doing this? That's your cue. You are the one to do something about that. And when you do, you've just created a solution to a problem. You now have a product or a service, and you now sell it. So if you want to make money in any economy, what you want to do is start to think like an entrepreneur. Start to think like Donny Deutsch was advising people, and start to pay attention to what you complain about or what somebody else complains about, because that is pointing in the direction of a need. And once you fulfill that need, you can be very wealthy no matter what's going on in any economy at any time in history. You will be immune to it. So from a purely entrepreneurial or marketing standpoint, the first thing to be aware of is that people make money in any economy. They make money in the Great Depression. They make money in recessions. We've gone through about 15 recessions since the Great Depression. It might even be 17. We've survived all of them, and a lot of people have prospered through them. So I'm reminding you that money is available, and it's available to you. If you open your eyes, think like an entrepreneur, look around, pay attention to what people complain about, and find a way to serve them by solving their complaints, yours or theirs. That's a valid way to make money. But I want to look deeper than all of this, because Miracles Coaching is all about coming from the inside of yourself. What I've learned through my own work, through my own experience, through my own writings and CDs and audios and this, that, and the other, is that when you change the inside of you, meaning your beliefs in your unconscious mind, you get different results that at times can seem impossible, which is why we call it a miracle. And I do believe in miracles. I believe in magic and miracles. I'm the guy who was homeless at one point. I was in poverty for the longest time. How does a guy who is homeless and in poverty get to a place in his life where he's on Donny Deutsch's TV show, Larry King's TV show, in several movies, including The Secret, and about 9 other movies, writes 30-some books, has several books that are bestsellers, travels all over the world. I just came from Peru. I'm about to go to Bermuda tonight, and then on to Russia and a few other places. How does this happen? Well, it happens in everybody in the same way. You change the inside of you, and you get different results on the outer. So I can talk to you about marketing, and I have a long career in marketing and in being a copywriter and an entrepreneur, and that's all valid. But you're not really going to take to it or get it until you take care of the inner. And the great news is when you take care of the inner, the beliefs and the inside of yourself, your mindset set and your paradigm, then everything else falls into place, and the marketing becomes second nature, and sometimes you don't have to do it at all. Because again, at that point, you're experiencing miracles. So what I want to focus on are some of the beliefs that hold you back from making money right now. Some of the beliefs that might hold you back from success in this economy or any economy. Because for me, again, we're in a belief-driven universe. Change your beliefs and you get a different universe. So what are some of the beliefs that are active in all of us? Now, I've done a lot of research. I've been writing a new book, which I'm going to be giving away to everybody here and everybody in the world that wants it. And the book is called Attract Money Now. And it's going to reveal my 7-step formula for attracting money. And you can go ahead and register for it by going to the website www.attractmoneynow.com, attractmoneynow.com. So write that down and go to it later. But I've been doing more and more research to get really into the inside of our mind to find out what are the troublesome beliefs. If I had to name 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 of the most insidious beliefs that stop you from attracting money or having a miracle or experiencing the full-blown gusto and happiness of life that you want, what are those beliefs? And I want to go through 10 of them right now on this coaching call just for you. These are the beliefs that I believe I had to change in order for me to go from nobody to somebody, from unpublished to published, from broke to wealthy. So I know that when you change these beliefs in you, you will have a different you. You'll have a different result. You'll have miracles. And I'll also tell you about how to change these beliefs as well, I'm not going to leave you hanging and just tell you what the negative beliefs are. But once you know these beliefs, you'll go a long way in changing them, because awareness is the first step. Most people aren't aware at all about what they're thinking or believing, particularly in their unconscious mind, because most people don't work on themselves. Most people are truly unconscious. Most people are machines. They're just going through life blind or even asleep. Now, anybody that's in Miracles Coaching, anybody that's working on themselves and doing self-study, or anybody that's on this call, is obviously somebody who is working on themselves to move ahead, to grow, to experiencing miracles in their lives on a regular basis. So you're way ahead of the crowd by being here, and you already know that awareness is the first step. So let's look at some of these beliefs that are the negative ones that stop you from attracting money. Right now, in this economy, any economy, it doesn't matter what's going on. So the first one is, money is not spiritual. Money is not spiritual. Well, put aside religious beliefs for a second. When you judge money as being not good, as being unspiritual, it ends up being something you don't want. Now, you really have to get this. If you're saying, oh, I want to attract money, and I'm writing affirmations, and I'm doing my Miracles Coaching Call homework, and I'm reading Joe Vitale's books, and listening to audios, and I watch The Secret movie over and over and over again, and I really intend to be wealthy and have my business work, I want a money miracle. So you're saying all of that consciously. But unconsciously, if you believe money is not good or money is not spiritual, you will push it away. You'll push it away and you'll blame it on everybody else. You'll say, oh, The Secret doesn't work, Joe Vitale doesn't work, this Miracles Coaching doesn't work. And none of that is true. All of that works. What's really going on is that what you're doing is butting up against a limiting belief. In this case, money's not spiritual. Money's not good. And the truth of the matter is, money is neutral. Money in and of itself is very spiritual, but it doesn't necessarily have any meaning on it unless you give it meaning. When you say it's bad or it's not spiritual or it's not good in any way, shape, or form, you've judged it as something you don't want. So you're going to have to befriend money. You're going to have to realize that money is neutral and money is a powerful source for doing good in the world. I've often said that if you care about starving people in other countries or in your own community, then one of the great ways to do something about it is to become wealthy and then distribute your money in the places that will do the most good. Why? Because money is a powerful tool, a resource for doing good in the world. For me, that means money's spiritual. But let's not even judge it as being spiritual or not spiritual. Let's just say money is neutral, but it is a tool you can use. So the first belief you have to erase is that money is not spiritual or money is not good. Obviously, that's not true. So the second belief, what's that one? What's the second belief that stops all of us from getting where we want to be in terms of finances until we erase it? And the second one is, I will never have enough money. I will never have enough. Most people say this. They'll go throughout their lives and they'll be saying when they get their paycheck, for example, that, wow, there's my paycheck, but it's not enough. Or even if they are handed money or they find money in the street, they'll go, oh, that was great, I found $20. But that's not enough. Their first thought is to go to lack and limitation and scarcity. Well, if you're thinking that there's not enough, from a law of attraction standpoint, from a miracle-making standpoint, you're in the mindset to attract not enough. As long as you're focused on not enough, you will attract that very phrase, not enough. You will attract circumstances, you will attract money, you will attract jobs, you will attract sales, you will attract clients who will pay you, but not enough. So what you want to realize is that there is more than enough. You actually want to move into a mindset of gratitude where you realize that what you have right now in your life, in this moment, is more than enough. And in fact, you really don't need anything to be happy. You can be totally happy right now on this phone call being coached by Joe Vitale as you're in the Miracles Coaching Program and you're getting this wonderful feeling. That is priceless. That's true wealth. And that's enough. when I learned that the phrase, I will never have enough money or there's never enough, was actually a belief, and it was creating the reality that I perceived as not having enough, then I could change it. And when I changed it by saying, oh, of course there's enough. We live in an abundant universe. There's trillions of dollars that are out there. They just need to circulate towards me. And the only reason they weren't circulating towards me is because I was pushing them away with some of these 10 beliefs. And one of them, about there not being enough, was one of the beliefs that would push it away. I would push it away to prove to myself that there's not enough. Well, in reality, there is enough. There's more than enough. There's plenty out there, and there's plenty for you. So you have to wrap your head around the idea that what you have is plenty. You'd like to have more, but what you have is plenty, and you are grateful for it. That attitude will shift your ability to attract more money. So let's move on and look at the third belief that might be stopping you from attracting money right now. The third one is, I'll probably just fail anyway. Well, this is another belief that most people have. I had it in the past. Before I would take on a project, I'd think, oh, what's the use? You know, it probably won't work out, or somebody else has done it, or I'll probably just fail at it. And I would talk myself out of it. Notice what I was doing. Notice what you might be doing. You're giving yourself self-talk that was limiting. Not self-talk that was reality, self-talk that created a limiting reality because of the self-talk. When you tell yourself you might fail or what's the use or any of the negative limiting statements, you'll notice that your energy will drop. You certainly won't feel like creating a miracle. You certainly won't feel like you'll ever have a miracle because you won't feel like you really deserve it. So you'll just kind of talk yourself out of even trying. This is a belief that you have to look at and release. When I talked about at the beginning of this coaching call that if you start thinking like an entrepreneur and you solve business opportunities and you turn the problem into a solution and then into a product, some of you nodded your head and probably said, yeah, that's a great idea. I need to do that. But some of you probably thought, yeah, but it probably won't work for me. I'll probably just fail. This is a belief. This is why it's so important that you stay in Miracles Coaching and continue with it. I have learned that I get the most profound results, the most lasting results, the faster results, the more I work with a Miracles Coach. Why? Because the Miracles Coach can help me see these beliefs. And when I see the beliefs and release them, then my reality changes. I change and my world changes. So this third belief, I'll probably just fail anyway, is simply a belief. It is not the truth. So you want to let that go. You want to encourage yourself. You want to be a cheerleader for yourself. You want to say, I will probably succeed anyway. You want to have a different form of self-talk in your brain. So what's the fourth one that might be limiting you from making money right now or attracting money right now or succeeding in any economy right now? Well, it's a statement along the lines of, I can't afford it, or we can't afford it. It's a statement of lack and limitation. Now, in my book that I'm going to give you for free at attractmoneynow.com, I reveal a 7-step formula for attracting money. And in this 7-step formula, I talk about something called prosperous purchasing. And this is a way to overcome that fourth belief. Because the fourth belief that says we can't afford it or I can't afford it is a belief. Notice I keep saying belief. It's not a reality. It's not a truth. It's not a fact. It's a belief. It's a belief that's a judgment about your life. Prosperous purchasing is an antidote for it. And what you're doing in prosperous purchasing is looking at something you can buy or afford, and you go ahead and buy it. Prosperous purchasing means if you have the desire to buy something, whether it's a book or a dinner or a product of some sort or attend a seminar, and you have the money to do it. I'm not talking about going into debt. I'm not talking about getting a loan. I'm not talking about hurting yourself financially. But if you have the desire there and you have the money there, what you want to do is buy it. Why? Because you're overriding the belief that says I can't afford it or we can't afford it. You're sending a signal to yourself that you are worth it. And that's important. I'll talk about this a little bit later because this is very important in this coaching call. So you want to realize that you are valuable. You can afford it. And again, I'm not talking about going into debt here. I'm talking about just buying something that you know you can't afford and it's right in front of you. And if you really are in a position where you want something and you don't have the money for it, you can always say, it'll be great when I can buy that. Or you can imagine already having it. You certainly don't have to go into a mental tailspin and start to judge yourself as being in a lack or limitation mindset. You don't have to say, I can't afford it. So you want to look at that phrase, I can't afford it or we can't afford it, and realize that you are attracting money, and when you want that at some point in the future, you'll be able to get that. Maybe not today at this very moment, and then again, maybe you can in the next moment. But don't judge it or you as bad. So let's move on to the fifth belief that has been hampering a lot of people from attracting money, and maybe you. The fifth one is, rich people are greedy and dishonest. Rich people are greedy and dishonest. Well, I confess, for the longest time, I thought that way. I thought rich people were greedy and dishonest. And as long as I thought that, guess what? I didn't want to be rich. Why would I want to be rich if rich people are greedy and dishonest? So I had to look at that and go, well, is it true? Are rich people greedy and dishonest? Which is a way to question beliefs. And I said, no, it's not true. Certainly there are some exceptions. Certainly there are some people who are greedy and some people who are dishonest. Certainly. But there are poor people who are greedy and dishonest. There are people on welfare who are greedy and dishonest. There are people who are unemployed who are greedy and dishonest. And yes, there are wealthy people who are greedy and dishonest. But it doesn't mean that all rich people are greedy and dishonest. That doesn't mean that at all. So I looked at it and realized, oh, that's a belief that somebody gave me and maybe gave you as I was growing up. And it's not true. There are plenty of examples of wealthy people who are very giving, very honest, very honorable, and they're doing good deeds in the world. I know Richard Branson's trying to make a difference in the world. I know that Buffett is trying to make a difference in the world. Even Bill Gates is doing a big difference and giving staggering amounts of money away. I'm doing this. I've created Operation Yes, my movement to end homelessness. I'm working with the Circles program, which is a movement to stop poverty in this country. I give away a lot of different money to a lot of different people. Rich people are not greedy and dishonest. So if you want to be rich, if you want a money miracle, if you want to attract money now, you want to let go of that belief. It's a belief. It is not true. It is a judgment based on how you were trained when you were growing up. You learned it from somebody else. You didn't necessarily absorb it and with critical thinking then accept it. You just absorbed it. So that's belief five. Let's look at belief six. If I'm successful, my friends will be jealous and stop liking me. If I'm successful, my friends will be jealous and stop liking me. Well, most people have that as a belief. You probably do too. Remember, the most powerful beliefs are not in your conscious mind. They're in your unconscious mind, which is why you need a coach, why I have a coach. When you need somebody who can listen to us, because they can listen to the dialogue that's coming from our unconscious mind. We are all so absorbed in our reality, we don't know our reality is belief created. That's why when you have somebody who can listen objectively, they can hear the beliefs in what you think is reality and point it out to you. So this is where magic and miracles take place, and this is why miracles coaching is so crucial. So number six, if I'm successful, my friends will be jealous and stop liking me. Obviously, that's not true. Your friends, if they're friends at all, are going to be happy for you. They're going to be joyous for you. They're going to pat you on the back. They're hopefully going to want to learn from you. And if, by any chance, there is a friend who doesn't feel like they can keep up with you, they will fall away or they will change. They will transform. But you're not responsible for them. You are responsible for you. What I've learned is that the more I'm successful, the more I actually inspire my family and my friends and complete strangers even to do more in their own lives. Because they start to think to themselves, oh, if Joe can go from nothing to where he's at, then I guess I can too. And the same thing will happen to you. The more you're successful, the more your success will send off a vibe that will influence everybody around you. So let number six go with the wind. Now, number seven is something I personally wrestled with, and I bet number seven is one you've had to wrestle with or will wrestle with in your coaching. Here it is. I'm no better than my parents, so I shouldn't make more money than they did. Wow. I'm no better than my parents, so I shouldn't make more money than they did, or I shouldn't be happier than they did, or I shouldn't be healthier than them, or I shouldn't have more than them. You can say whatever you want. Years ago, when I started making a lot of money on the internet, I noticed that I seemed to hit a ceiling in my income. And I wondered, why did I hit a ceiling? There's nobody stopping me from making more money on the internet. There's no regulations of any sort. There's nothing that says, oh, Joe, you made too much money this year. That's it for you. There's a cutoff point. There's no such thing. But somehow there was an invisible ceiling. And every year, even though I was doing really, really well and very successful, I would bump up against that ceiling. So one day I asked myself, where did that ceiling come from? What does that mean? What does it reflect? Which is a clue to how you find these beliefs within yourself. I started exploring. And I realized that I didn't feel comfortable making more money than my father. Now, I've said this story in seminars, and I will hear a hush go around the room and a murmur, and I can almost feel the tremors when people nod in agreement. And they realize that, oh, my God, they were thinking the same thing. They didn't know it. They didn't know it because the beliefs are in the unconscious mind. But once they heard it and identified with it, they had a shudder of identification. So you want to look at this one and say, you're no better than my parents, so I shouldn't make more money than they did, and realize that's not true. It's not a matter of being better than your parents. You're as deserving and loving as them, and that they would be proud of you by you doing well. In my own case, I realized that my father would never be upset with me being more successful. He would be proud. He would be proud, and he'd look at his son, and he would go, way to go, Joe. And the truth of the matter is, as I realized that and let go of that and went on to make far more money than my parents have ever made, my father does, in fact, pat me on the back. He's proud. He doesn't understand what I do. He doesn't understand the internet. He doesn't understand books. He doesn't understand me being in so many movies or on so many TV shows or traveling all over the world. He doesn't understand any of that, but he's proud of me. And he is content. So number seven is about making peace with success in relationship to your parents. It has nothing to do with judging yourself or them at any one degree of success level. It has more to do with realizing they would be fine with you having more money or having more success or attracting whatever it is that you want in your life. They might even ask you, how did you do that? They'd start to explore it with you. So number seven is a biggie for most people and probably for everybody on this coaching call with me. Look at your relationship with your parents because most likely when you let that go, your miracles will skyrocket. So let's look at number eight. I might forget what's truly important and not like the person I've become. Number eight is basically saying the wealthier I become, I might forget what's truly important and not like the person I've become. Now, a lot of people feel that way and fear becoming wealthy because of this. They think that the people in the movies that they watch to always look greedy and unhappy and they're manipulating everybody else is what they will become when they become wealthy. And as a result, they don't want to be wealthy. This goes back to the whole idea of money's not good or money's not spiritual. When you think that, you don't want money. Well, for number eight here, if you think that you will forget what's important in life when you become wealthy and you won't like yourself, do you really think you're going to want to attract more money? You'll, again, push it away. So number eight is an invitation to look at yourself and realize that as you attract more miracles in your life, as you attract more money or success or fill in the blank, whatever you want, you're still going to be you, and you will still love you. You will still be taking care of yourself, hopefully through miracles coaching, hopefully through ongoing self-development and self-education and self-awareness. That's the kind of person you are. That's the kind of person who's on this call. That's the kind of person who's in miracles coaching. And money won't change that. When you realize that as the new reality, then you won't fear becoming a miracle maker. You won't fear having more money in your life. You'll be comfortable with it. But it begins with you being comfortable with yourself now and trusting yourself. That's a biggie. Trusting yourself to take care of you. Let's go on and look at number nine. Number nine is probably the number one negative belief that stops every single person on the planet from attracting more money. This is it. It is the thief in your brain. This is the number one thief in your brain that is blockading all the miracles from coming into your life, all the money from coming into your life, and sometimes all the happiness that comes into your life as a result of it being more wealthy. What's number nine? Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. You've heard it. It's a biblical phrase. Unfortunately, it has been misquoted and misused and abused. And unfortunately, you heard it ever since you were knee-high to a grasshopper. Ever since you were really, really young. I heard it. You heard it. We were all told, basically, that, again, this ties into the other beliefs, that money is bad. Money is the root of all evil. If money is the root of all evil, do you really think you'd want any money? No, of course not. If money is the root of all evil, you'll push it away. You'll say, I don't want any evil in my life. Now get this. The world is set up that you need money. You're going to go for work. You're going to go for clients. You're going to be doing your business. You're going to create a product. You're going to do marketing. You're going to do whatever it is to attract money. And then you're going to wrestle with it and complain about it and wonder why you're not attracting money. And underneath it all, the foundation belief in your unconscious mind is money is the root of all evil. It's what stops you from having success with wealth in particular. Now, what's the reality? Well, first of all, the biblical reference does not say money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, pause there. The love of money is the root of all evil is very different than money is the root of all evil. But let's go a little deeper, and this is an insight almost nobody gets. Wealthy people don't love money. Wealthy people don't love money. They don't love money. If loving money is the root of all evil, then you must realize wealthy people don't love money, which is why they're okay with money. What do they love? Wealthy people love freedom. They love time. Money helps them get time and freedom. Now, this is the breakthrough insight of the evening. I've been giving you a lot of insights in this coaching call. In fact, more than I even planned on. But this is a biggie for almost everybody, and almost certainly for you. Money is the root of all evil is not true. Again, money is just a tool. It's just neutral. We project onto it meaning, survival, spirituality, evil. We project all of that. Money's innocent. It's paper. It's coin. It doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's something we've agreed to use as a means of exchange. But money in and of itself is actually nothing. It's just an invention. It's a creation. When you realize that money can help you have more time and help you have more freedom, then you can have more money. So number nine is really big, and working with your coach can help you with this one. But sitting with this in meditation and exploring that money's a tool and what you really love is freedom, what you really love is time, enables you to attract more miracles in your life. That's big. So let's look at number 10 when it comes to the limiting beliefs here. Number 10 is also something that is insidious, also something that everybody has, also something that we all need to work on. It's, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Number 10 deals with self-esteem, self-respect, self-love, self-loathing. Now, it's going to seem like a shock. You might even sit there and go, oh, I'm worthy and I love myself. Well, unconsciously, remember, that's where all the beliefs are that have any power. Unconsciously, you may not feel that way. There have been many tests that have been done that show that a full 90% of the population has an issue with low self-esteem. And when I was in Toronto a year or so ago, there was a therapist who had written a book, and she got up and said, every single person in the room had an issue with love, self-love. She said she had never, ever met anybody who loved themselves. Now stop and think about the impact of that observation. She never met anybody who loved themselves. Nobody. Not an exception. None. That means that you and I have issues with self-worth. If we're trying to attract money or we're trying to attract any miracle, then we are dealing with the idea that we may not feel we actually deserve it. We may not feel we're not worthy of money or a relationship or clients or a job or health or happiness. We may be in some way punishing ourselves. Why would we do that? Well, think back to how I talked about how we are programmed, that throughout our life, we've been programmed from the beginning till now, from family, friends, education, society, media, government, religion, the mainstream news, all of this. And it's not telling us that we are lovable and that we are likable and that we are going to be successful. Usually it's the opposite. So you're going to have to look at the phrase, I'm not worthy, and realize it's not true. It's not true. It's a belief. It's an observation. It's a judgment that has come from somebody else. Now, again, this is another reason to be in Miracles Coaching, because you need this ongoing support to erase these feelings of not love or lack of feeling worthy, so that you can replace them with feelings of love and deservingness. Because when you love yourself and you deserve the thing that you want, you will attract it. Magic and miracles will become a daily thing for you. So it's very important that you look at all 10 of these beliefs. It's very important that you're doing all of this with your coach. It's very important that you're constantly working on self-improvement. So those are the 10 beliefs I wanted to talk about. Now remember, the whole nature of this particular coaching call is about making money in any economy. So if you want to make money in any economy, yeah, think like an entrepreneur. Yes, look for the marketing opportunities. Yes, turn any problem into a product and sell it. But more importantly, look at these beliefs and release them. And I'll shoot through them real quick. One, money is not spiritual. Oh, money is wonderfully spiritual and a great tool. Two, I will never have enough money. Oh, come on. We have more than enough money in the world. We live in an abundant universe. Three, I'll probably just fail anyway. Nonsense. You're probably just going to succeed anyway and keep on succeeding. Four, but we can't afford that. You can afford whatever you want that makes you happy right now. Five, rich people are greedy and dishonest. Not true. Rich people are giving and have high integrity. Six, if I'm successful, my friends will be jealous and stop liking me. Not true. When you're successful, your friends will applaud you and be happy for you and be inspired by you. Seven, I'm no better than my parents, so I shouldn't make more than they did. Not true either. Your parents and you are alike. You are proud of each other, and they will be proud to see you do well. Eight, I might forget what's truly important and not like the person I've become. Not true. You like yourself now, and you'll like yourself more as you do what's important to you and maintain your own integrity. Nine, money is the root of all evil. Not true. What you love is time and freedom, and money helps you have both of those. 10, I'm not worthy. Absolutely not true. You are worthy. You deserve the best, and it's just getting better and better as you stay in Miracles Coaching and keep on growing. Well, let me talk about one final thing before we end this particular coaching call. I want to talk about one of the best ways for you to do an overall clearing technique to help you attract money in any economy. How do you do this? I've talked about this in various books and certainly in my famous book, The Attractor Factor. It's called scripting, and it's a way to nevelize your goal. Now, nevelize is the fourth step in the Attractor Factor formula. Certainly you know it by now because you know my work and you're in the coaching program and you've probably read The Attractor Factor. If not, go get it and go read it. But to nevelize your goal or script your goal is to imagine what you want, the miracle that you want to achieve or attract, as if it's already happened. And that's the big key here. You don't want to write it as if it's going to happen tonight or one day in the future. You want to write it as if it has already happened. Now, this is big. This is the big difference in what everybody else teaches. This is why this method works and the other methods don't tend to work. So this is a scripting technique. We can call it the miracle script, if you like. And what you're going to do is just sit down with paper and pen. You can do this after this coaching call, but take notes on how to do it right now. And first, in your mind, select what it is that you want. We've been talking about money. So let's imagine that you want to attract a particular amount of money by the end of the month or the end of next month. Just pick an amount and a time frame. That's what you want to attract. You may not know how, or maybe you do. Maybe you want it to come from clients. Maybe you want it to come from your copywriting work or your art business or something you're doing online. Who knows what you're doing? Maybe you want it to come in an unexpected way. Hey, the world's your oyster. Paint it the way you want it. So you're going to pick what you want to attract. What you do when you sit down later is write out the experience of having attracted it. Now, that's important. So if you want to say, I intend to attract $5,000 by the end of next month, what you would do is sit down and pretend it is now at the end of the next month, and you attracted the money. You write down, it is now August 29th, 2009, and I attracted $5,000 in unexpected income this week, and it was exhilarating. Here's how it happened. I made a phone call, or I answered the phone, and so-and-so called me up. And you go on with your script, writing it as if it's a diary entry after the fact. In a way, you're doing an imagery experience where you're projecting yourself into the future. But the thing you want to experience has come to pass. You're still in the glow of it. You're still in the excitement of it. And you are writing with a fever pitch because you are so excited that the miracle came to be. This is scripting. This is how you script or nebulize a miracle. You're writing out the experience to the extent that it feels like it's already happened. It's already happened. And that's the way to look at this. Project yourself till the night of your miracle having manifested and write what it was like to experience the end result. That's how you do this. So here's what I want you to do after this call, because we're going to wrap up right here in a moment. I want you to be reflecting on all the beliefs about money and miracles that surface in your mind, either now, while you are listening to this call, later tonight, during the night, tomorrow, however it works out for you. Be reflecting on all of this. Take notes. Write down the beliefs that come to mind, wherever they came from, because they came from your parents, your religion, media, and so forth. It doesn't matter where they came from. Nobody was trying to program you in a negative way. They were all doing the best they could with the knowledge they had. And then discuss these with your miracles coach, because you want to explore these, you want to become aware of these, and you want to release these. And then reflect on those 10 beliefs that I went through that are limiting beliefs about money. And these beliefs probably have spillovers into other areas, because number 10, for example, if you think you're not worthy, it will influence all areas, not just money. It'll make it hard for you to have a relationship, hard for you to be happy or to be healthy. You'll just think, I'm not worthy. So you want to address that and let go of that. And then as soon as you can, I want you to sit down and I want you to script out a miracle. You can pick something small, you can pick something large, but pick something that excites you, because emotion is very important. Emotion and imagery is how you manifest any miracle. when you write your script with emotion and imagery, using words to describe the images that you feel, you will anchor this in your brain and send a signal through a connection to the universe. And the universe will co-conspire in a positive way to make this happen for you. This is where real miracles take place. And finally, when you get a moment, go on over to www.attractmoneynow.com and register to receive my book when it's done, because that's the book that's going to reveal all 7 steps for attracting money now. And those 7 steps have nothing to do with real estate or banking or investing or stocks or any of the things that we've all learned to be kind of nebulous and kind of a gamble right now. And it focuses more on the law of attraction and the law of right action. It focuses more on what I've been talking about on this call with you all evening, and that's the idea that as you change your beliefs, you will get a different reality. So you want to keep focusing on changing your beliefs. So again, I want to thank you for being on this call. Godspeed to each of you. The Miracles Coaching Program is something I'm very, very proud of. This coaching call just for you has been focused on how to make money in any economy. If you follow what I'm talking about, you can just thumb your nose to the economy. Turn on the mainstream news. Stay focused on what you want. Stay focused on encouraging yourself. Keep working with your coach and expect miracles. Joe Vitale, over and out. Have a good evening, everybody.